Christopher Warren Green credits his boyhood experience singing in a church choir with sparking his interest in music. And while he was in that choir, he got to sing a few times under the direction of Benjamin Britten.
What was the piece that you sang?
I didn't even want to tell you how long ago it was. I can't even remember.
What he can remember is Britten, the conductor. He describes him as incredibly flamboyant.
Unbelievably charismatic, you know, blazing eyes. And one of the things I remember more than anything is he had quite a temper as well, if things weren't exactly to his liking. And he was a very, very fine conductor. He wasn't just writing his music and then leaving it to other people. And that's really, apart from his temper, all I can remember.
In more recent years, Warren Green spent a night in Britten's childhood bedroom in a seaside town in Suffolk, England. Well, at least he tried to spend the night there.
They've made the house that he was born in and lived in as a child into a bed and breakfast. And I couldn't get a wink of sleep all night because I had to change rooms in the end because of the ghost of Britten was in this room with me the whole time.
What did that feel like? You didn't actually have an interaction with an apparition or anything?
No, it just felt, I just couldn't, because his music means so much to me, fellow countrymen, all the rest of it, remembering him and to actually be there, you know, and look out of the window at the sea.
In the spring, the orchestra is playing a piece inspired by that view, the Sea Interludes from Britten's opera Peter Grimes. This weekend, the orchestra is performing Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Written in 1946, it's a set of variations on a theme by another British composer, Henry Purcell. Britten's writing individually highlights each section of the orchestra, strings, woodwinds, brass, and percussion. The piece is sometimes performed with a narrator. Warren Green chose to conduct it without one.
So you don't need a narrator because it does it for you. It's pretty obvious. Now, you know, it's a strings variation, percussion, the harp variation, French horns, solo trumpets. He could write for almost any instrument and it would be so comfortable. It was as though he could play every instrument of the orchestra perfectly himself. It's an absolute work of sheer genius and it's very joyful, great fun.
After each instrument has its chance to shine, Britten reassembles the orchestra in a spectacular fugue. It's kind of like a round. There is a starting theme and groups of instruments gradually come in playing that same theme.
It's almost like he's competing with Mozart to see how many themes he can get playing against each other, but all sounding together in one piece, especially the final, the statement of the final theme with the brass. He's written a phenomenal difficult piece of music, and a wonderful piece of music. So it seemed a great way to open, you know, his 100th birthday.
And an upbeat way to start the season for the Charlotte Symphony. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden in Charlotte.